Hey, this is Billy Grima, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. Friends, I want to welcome you all. I have on the line a truly amazing artist, Canadian and singer-songwriter, Mr. Billy Grima. Billy, welcome to the show.
For having me back on.
Billy, you know, I got to tell you, man, this is truly an honor. I want to share something with you, my friend. You know, since I've been doing these interviews, we had done an interview maybe about less than a year. I want to share, man, that I have gotten so many people that has personally emailed me, that has contacted me via Facebook and Twitter, asking me if I could get Billy Grima back on the show. And, you know, I have to say, man, that is so awesome. Truly, man, just thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak with you, brother.
My pleasure. I would love to. I tell you, it's an honor, and I want to thank the fans for asking me back, which is really great.
Now, Billy, here you are, born in Australia. You had moved to Canada at a relatively young age. You started writing music. What I want to do is maybe turn this over to you, maybe just give it, you know, some brief history. And what we're going to do is we're going to play some of my favorite songs from your self-titled album, Sugar and Cream. And let's just have a good time. What do you say?
Perfect.
All right, so the floor is yours.
Well, you know, singing in the church at the age of 8 years old, that's when I discovered that I really like singing solo with 40 other kids. That really gave me a boost, I think. But once I started singing, I just couldn't stop. I've always done it. It's the only thing that I've always wanted to do all my life. Coming to Canada at the age of 15, you know, a little bit different, because in Australia there was one band that we had in the school, and a rock band, and I was in it. But coming to Canada, on the other hand, every second kid played a guitar or something, and a lot of competition. But that was kind of a wake-up call for me. Yeah, it's been great. I've always written, love to write. Here we are.
Let me ask you this, Billy. You know, you're kind of a country, you know, not a country genre, but a country type of guy where, you know, you drink tea, is it, right?
I love it. Tea with sugar. Actually, I got one right now going.
Kind of the porch kind of guy where you just love to sit outside and kind of enjoy nature. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're right on. Love Nick. I walk every day down the trail in the Bruce Trail, it's called in Canada, and actually in Caledon. But no, I love nature. And you know what? I need my time. So I just sit outside and just play the guitar, or just sit in my little studio and play my piano. I love peace and quiet, that's for sure.
Billy, what would you say? You know, here you are, you're residing in Canada, and you've got your music going across the world. How does that make you feel as an individual? I mean, what does that tell you?
It's very flattering. Things happen really fast. I get messages every day from all over the place, actually. And, you know, having somebody email me from Australia telling me, I heard your song in Hawaii. I'd love to get your album. Or, you know, same thing when it came to Italy. It's just all over. It's every day there's something. It's so, so cool. You know, and also having people telling me that my song touched their heart. You know, I Miss You Baby is one of them. That I get so many compliments on that song. It's a sad song, but yet it seems to touch people's hearts big time. Yeah, and actually that's my favorite song on the album, because that came from deep with him. And I thought that was...
Well, you know what, Billy? Now that you've talked about I Miss You Baby, why don't we let the listeners hear it? So here it is, I Miss You Baby with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Say you'll be here with me forever. You say you'll be watching over me. I sense you got the news today. I can hear you crying as you try to hide the pain. Time has come. If only I knew what to say. We're trying our work miracles. I hear them saying, you're slipping away. wonders of touch. Oh, I miss you, babe. Your life is flashing right before me. A child who needs a mother here with him. Now you're looking down from the heavens. Babe, I feel your presence as you're watching over me.
With Billy Grima. And Billy, you know, I just want to say to you, man, I Miss You Baby is just a really special song. I could see why it would be one of your favorite songs. And I think it's a very well-written, well-done song and great song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When you write, we'll just take a single song. For example, I Miss You Baby. The words, do they just come natural and, you know, you could just sit down and write a song within no time at all? Or does it take a lot of time? How does your singing and your songwriting, how's that all come together?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'll tell you a story about I Miss You Baby. A family friend had cancer and we were tying pink balloons to the food on mailbox. And when I saw my balloon, thinking, this is so amazing that the whole town got together and doing this. I said, I gotta write a song about this one day. So, you know, probably a year and a half later, I decided to write a song. So this song is a true story, but that person survived, you know, great. But when I wrote the song, I also, the second part of the song is about something totally different where the person passed away. But that's two different stories put together in my personal stories. The chorus of the song, I wrote that in high school. Yeah, I wrote that in high school, and but I always had it in my head. I never forgot it, and I had to kind of get it out of the vault and put it in there. And I think it's a great chorus. It's very strong. But that, like I said, when I'm writing, I write for me first. You know what I mean?
Right. I do know what you mean. My next question to you would be this. If you had to do a duet, who would it be with?
Well, I would probably, I'd actually not probably. I'd have to say Sheryl Crow. I'd love to do a duet with Sheryl Crow. I really, I like her. I like her lyrics. I like her voice. Don't know a lot about her.
Billy, I want to go back to the album. Of course, it's the self-titled album, Sugar and Cream. Why don't you tell us some history about that particular song?
Sugar and Cream. Well, Sugar and Cream is actually the title came about because I'm always running to the store for sugar and cream because I'm a tea drinker, for one, and I take sugar and cream in my tea. And for some damn reason, I'm always running out of sugar and cream. So I say that term very often. And just to let you know, we just actually filmed a video for Sugar and Cream actually last Saturday. So we're just in the editing stages right now. Yeah, I really can't wait to have it out there.
Well, you know, I have seen the other, a lot of videos, and I really like it because they're just down to earth, kind of like a home cooked meal, if you will. You know, it's just really heartfelt, and I feel the serenity and I feel the comfort. It's really great stuff.
Thank you. You know, I'm a very simple man. I think of me as a very simple man. You know, I like playing music. I like writing music. I grew up a lot of simple things that were very precious. Not to make sense to you or not, but that's how, you know, that's how I grew up. So that's how I live. I love life. You know, I've had my share of a lot of pain. I've been on my deathbed 9 times. Been in a coma 5 times. I look at things a little different maybe from some people. I like to take every breath as my last. That's how I have the song Living the Dream. It's exactly what I preach because that's how I live. Yeah, take every breath as your last. And you wake up in the morning, it's a great day.
Here it is, Sugar and Cream with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Talking about nothing, having a good time. Here at the Turtle Jacks, oh yeah, just another Saturday night. She walks into the room, she's got everyone's attention. So I said, why don't you hang your jacket next to mine? About this lady, those blue jeans, they're looking so nice. Oh, mercy, mercy me, she's looking right at me. I don't got no fancy car, I'm just a simple man, you see. Oh, mercy, mercy me, she's smiling right at me. Just like sugar and cream. Oh, so we had a little conversation. We talked about everything from A to Z. I brought up my rocking band. She brought up sugar and cream. Oh, never in my wildest dream thought she would ever fall for me. She got style, she got class. She says yes, you are a simple man. So baby, Let's tear it up. Oh, mercy, mercy me. She's looking right at me. I don't got no fancy car. I'm just a simple man, you see. Oh, mercy, mercy me. She's smiling right at me.
Welcome back with Billy Grima. Another great song.
Thank awesome. You very much.
Do you get more satisfaction out of somebody coming to you and saying, you know, Billy, your music has really touched my heart, than to try to make a buck?
Well, having somebody tell me that my music touched their heart actually is a dream come true for me. I love sharing my music, and I want people to feel what I'm writing. That's right there is it. You know, having a little bit of gravy, you know, I mean, if I earn a dollar from it, this is great because it helps me pay my bills at the same time. But, you know, I write all the time. I've been writing since I was in high school, and actually when I was younger even. And I've always, when I had bands, I've always played originals. You know, walking down the street and seeing somebody hear my music, you know, getting a picture, somebody sends me an email telling me, look what I'm listening to in California. You know, it's cool. It's nice.
I'm a huge James Taylor fan. Like, for example, the song Carolina on My Mind, You Got a Friend. You know, when I hear those songs, I think of Billy Grima. I really do.
Thank you. That's a great compliment. Thank you very much.
Any projects in the making?
Yes, I'm working on my fourth album. We got three songs down right now. I'd love to dive into that, people hear them, but, you know, it's kind of hard when I just put the CD out and I'm working on my fourth. But, you know, when you write a new song, it's your new baby, and, you know, you want to have it out there, you want to have it heard. I'm working on my fourth, and like I said, I love what I'm writing right now.
You said you're working on your fourth. Would you say the album that you are doing, you know, that right here, Sugar and Cream, would you say that would be your favorite album?
You know, when you write, you know, you always have to be better than the first one and the second one and the third one. I love the album Sugar and Cream. I love the song I Miss You Baby. I love this song, You Mean the World to Me. So, but with this album actually right now, like what I did before, my Sugar and Cream, I wrote my first seven songs on piano and the last three on guitar. Now I kind of changed it up a bit. Now I'm writing on guitar right now. I just can't seem to put it down. It's a different approach, and I think it's got a bit of a different feel to it too. Just got to wait and see. But I love what I'm writing, so we'll see.
You know, there's another song on the Sugar and Cream album, and you had just stated that you really enjoy as well, and it's called You Mean the World to Me. That is probably one of my favorite songs, if you will. Would you give me some history on how that song came about and what your heart was telling you when you wrote that song?
Oh, yeah, that song is strictly about my kids and I. I had, I remember my oldest daughter, she was about 5, maybe 6 years old, and I took her to school, and I said, hey, I love you, sweetheart, and she said, Daddy, you can't say that because, you know, it's embarrassing, and she's like 5, 6 years old, so what am I supposed to say? So we're sitting there thinking, hey, we'll just say, don't forget. So we got that little phrase, don't forget, so every time I said, don't forget, she knew I was saying, I love you. My middle daughter, on the other hand, it was forever. We said forever, and then my youngest one, she says, just say I love you, Dad. So when I was writing that song, if you watch the video, you'll see that says it's a little note saying, I love you forever, don't forget. That represents my children. So we did if you watch the video too, I took some personal, you know, home videos, and I put it together in the video. I just put it together. Actually, it was really cool the way we worked it out. And Gregory D'Souza, who actually is he's the engineer and the producer for the video, he's a great guy to work with. We sit down together, work out the situation and what we envision in the video. And we took some home clippings and home videos and put it together.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's let the listeners hear You Mean the World to Me with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Funny how the past just seems to come back when I open the door. treasure box that you have. Found it in the closet, little dusty, I'd say. Something to hold on to, it might take all day. The shoes you wore when you took the first step. The video of you saying I love you, mom and dad. All the keepsakes of that you had kept. And a letter saying I love you forever, don't forget. You mean the world to me. Oh yeah. You mean the world to me. Oh yeah.
Once again, I can't say enough about that song. It's just got a great groove, a great message.
Well, yeah, I have to tell you that actually my daughter, she was 13 years old when she sang backup on that song. She sang it with me. So if you watch the video, actually that's my daughter singing with me there.
Well, you know what, Billy? What we need to do is we're going to play one more song, and then I'm going to have to close it out, buddy. The song I want to play is Calendar Girl. What inspired you really to write that one?
Calendar Girl, the title came. I had the, I think that's how that came about, actually. I was at a party, and we were just having a bonfire outside, and this girl walked by, and I thought she was familiar. So I said to her, I know you. And she goes, I said, do you work at such and such a restaurant? She goes, no, you got the wrong person. And she started walking away, and I said, out of it, I just got a quick thought, and I said, I know where I know you're from. So she turned around. She goes, where from? I said, you're on my calendar. And that put a big smile on her face, and I just thought of that. So, and we just started talking. But that's where the title came from. And I thought to myself, you know, when I said it, I was thinking, wow, that's kind of cool. So, and then, so enough later, a while later, after, you know, probably a few months later, I was just sitting with the piano, and next thing you know, I got this riff happening, and then a few days later, we went fishing with my buddies, and while they were fishing, I was sitting there writing my song, and Calendar Girl with that riff.
Well, here it is, Calendar Girl with Billy Grima on Power Rock Podcast.
Calendar Girl! Ooh. Things we did. We would drive to the middle of nowhere in my rundown pickup truck. Not a care in the world, as long as the radio worked. You climbed in the back of my pickup truck and danced under the stars of night. You my calendar girl.
Grima. Billy, great tune, great video. Well done, buddy. So I know we already talked about being in the outdoors. However,
yeah, I like fishing, but I'm a very clumsy fisherman. I go fishing, but it's, I just go out there and have a great time with the guys. But I am a clumsy fisherman. I mean, when I'm casting, you can't stand near me because I've hooked my daughter before, and that wasn't pretty.
So what? Are you really saying you're a dangerous fisherman?
Yeah, right. I hooked my daughter and in her foot, and then the ambulance had to come and get her. So she's never let me live that down. But I go out with the guys. We go out to 10 guys. We go up north, farther, really far north, and we act like kids. You know, we play cards and we fish and we laugh. So that's the one weekend I look forward to every year, in May. But I like fishing. Yes, I do like fishing. But it's because I like the outdoors.
It's time to close the show out, man. Once again, I truly, truly am honored to have you back on the show. Billy, I wish you the best of success, man, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
Well, there you have it, an interview with Billy Grima. I'm Jim Madonna. This is Power Rock Podcast, and I'd like to play one more song from Billy. This one here is called Living the Dream.
We were holding hands across the cornfield where we had some laughs. We were young and foolish, I do remember. Should have seen the smile painted on your face as we walked barefoot in the rain. Oh, dress up on the sign, said no trespassing with it in mind. Man, you looked amazing. You said, let's have a party for two. It's me and you. I wanna tell you what I wanna do. Oh.